time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for July 7th of 2025. Over the weekend, MLive's Rose White featured an extensive story over the Trump regime's mass kidnapping program, which has led to a 154% increase of arrests in the state of Michigan. The regime's fascist brown shirts, known as ICE, or also known as Immigration and Customs Enforcement, have arrested some 940 immigrants or undocumented people here in the state compared to a total of 951 all last year. After the little fascist White House advisor, Stephen Miller, ordered ICE to step up its arrests, Rose White reports that the number of arrests drastically jumped in the last couple of months. But despite this jump, the arrests are still coming in far lower than Dear Leader's promise to deport a million people a year. So Dear Leader always said that his goal was to deport criminals, if you remember, which I don't think anyone was ever really against. But as we progressives always knew, and for some reason, sage-like podcasters and influencers like Joe Rogan apparently didn't know, the Trump regime and the MAGA movement were never about just deporting criminals. It was always about deporting and humiliating brown people. Several MAGA influencers and MAGA Republican politicians pushed the Great Replacement Theory, which is a conspiracy belief in white supremacist circles that people of color are brought into the United States to replace the white majority. MAGA Michigan State Representative Josh Shriver of Oxford, for instance, pushed that disgusting theory forward on social media last year. It's why MAGA Republicans get all upset with the removal of Confederate flags or Confederate statues, or they get upset whenever they see biracial couples shown in TV commercials. They believe that they are being replaced. So these white supremacists who've backed the Trump regime are demanding satisfaction, and Stephen Miller is giving them what they've always demanded: a full kidnapping and deportation of Latinos and other races and ethnicities. In that same MLive story, multiple reliable sources are cited to show how many ICE arrests have been made, and while that 154% number in Michigan is stunning, consider that it's around 300% in states like Nebraska. And by the way, it appears the Metro Detroit area and Grand Rapids feature the most arrests here in Michigan. Now, does that indicate we've always had this high number of criminals in Michigan and across the country, and that they were allowed to stay here? No, hardly. According to Rose White's story, and I'm quoting here, more than 93% of people detained since October 1st, the start of the fiscal year, have not been convicted of any violent crimes, according to the non-public ICE data obtained by the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank that includes nearly two-thirds of detainees who have no criminal records, and among those who do, most are traffic, immigration, or property offenses. So you see, it was never about going after criminals. It's about erasing people and erasing families. How does this help the state economically, since undocumented immigrants work, pay taxes, and are part of the overall workforce and part of their communities? How does this help farmers in their community as well? At a time when we desperately are searching for ways to increase the state's population, deporting those seeking a better way of life and seeking that better way of life here in Michigan doesn't make a whole lot of sense economically nor politically. And due to this mass kidnapping program, the Trump regime needs more detention centers here, since they can't immediately send everyone they arrest to concentration camps in El Salvador or in Florida. So they have reopened a formerly closed prison in Belding, Michigan, to house a few thousand there. Now, where I am baffled the most is, how can Michigan's Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer, stand by and say nothing while this is happening right here in her state? Where's the outrage? And why isn't Whitmer out there calling what's happening in her state, as AOC called it, 21st century fascism? And how is kidnapping and erasing people who help us economically a wise and prudent approach for the working class in the state? Fascism is happening, and I just wonder if Michigan's Democratic leadership, like Whitmer or like Senator Alyssa Slotkin, care that it's happening, or worse, are indifferent to it. And then they wonder why the working class is looking for others to lead us out of the darkness and are no longer looking at them. Leftoflansing at gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.